And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hello, everyone, and happy Turkey Week. So glad you're joining us today. We have had an incredible week so far, even though it's only Tuesday. But we started off Sunday with our sneak peek dinner for the Valley of Lights. So some of us, our sponsors and volunteers, were able to see Valley of Lights just a little bit before everybody else when it opens on Thanksgiving night. But to Jeff Schaefer and his merry band of electric elves, it's fabulous. It looks wonderful. I can't wait for it to open and everybody can see it. New lights on some of the tunnels, and I won't spoil anymore. Just come out. Valley of Lights opens Thanksgiving night starting at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's open every night until December 30th, Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 9, and then Friday, Saturday, and the holidays, 6 to 10. So Valley of Lights opens this Thanksgiving, and we're really excited. And then yesterday, we had an amazing flying high turkey drive, and thank you to all our partners, CAFMA and Prescott Valley Police Department, my staff, and the volunteers, and ambassadors, and the Wild Turkey Federation. So great, so much fun. Lots and lots of turkeys. So Thanksgiving dinner is going to be possible for so many more people in our community thanks to the generosity of our community. And we thank you so, so very much for coming out and just making our day so special and fun because of you and your donations. So it's Tuesday and lots of things are happening as we look down. Probably a lot of people are doing their Thanksgiving shopping, but we're going to get started because we've got some things going on and we want you to know about them and want you to know about them firsthand because you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNAworldwide.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burdon, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
Have you noticed more homes with solar panels? Did you know the majority of those homeowners paid no money up front to switch to renewable power? It's true. I'm Jeff with Solar Life. I've been bringing people freedom with solar for 5 years. Did you know the local utility is buying power from homeowners who have solar? The electric company gives monthly credits to solar customers. The credits accumulate for conservative customers and give them more freedom to use power when they need it. That means a cooler summer or a warmer winter if the house has electric heat. For a limited time, I'm offering a free energy audit for homeowners. I will show you how to use federal tax credits to cut the cost of solar by 26% this year and how to lock your solar electric bill for as long as you live in your home. Reserve your time. Call 928-458-3333 and ask for me, Jeff. That's 928-458-3333 or go to the web solarlifehome.com. That's solarlifehome.com. I want to help you get freedom, independence, and control with a solar upgrade for your home.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, if you've been down Glassford Hill and have passed Florentine, you may have noticed on that northeast corner of wire fencing going up and a fancy little trailer. And that all belongs to the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club as they get ready for their annual Christmas tree sale. And joining me now is John Agin, who's treasurer of the club and a longtime Lion member, I think now 15 years. And we're getting ready to open that Christmas tree lot, aren't we, John?
We sure are. The trees arrived this morning, so.
They're fresh, fresh, fresh.
They are fresh, fresh from Oregon.
Mm-hmm. So they were trucked in, and they were just cut a couple of days ago, loaded on the truck and brought straight in.
Right. They were cut over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And actually loaded up yesterday morning.
And here they are.
Outside of Corvallis, and here they are this morning, so.
Well, this is the biggest fundraiser the club does, John. Why don't you explain a little bit about how it works?
Yeah, it is the biggest fundraiser, and it's we've been doing it for over 25 years.
That's
so
right.
It's almost become a business. We start working on it in June as far as ordering the trees and deciding what we want and all that. And then the trees come in and we'll be opening up this Saturday at 10:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And that is the biggest fundraiser. We, usually net about $7,000 to $8,000, which turn right around and goes back into the community.
Exactly.
For all the projects and wherever the need is in the community. So. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's all volunteer. Everybody that works on the lot are either Lion Club members or family members or kids from
somebody we recruited.
Grandkids, yeah. So they're all volunteers. So mm-hmm. there's no salary to pay or anything like that. All the money just does go right back into the community.
Right, and you know, you mentioned it's like a business, and it truly is a business with mm-hmm. you know the free employees that volunteer. But it's fun.
Yeah, what is?
We enjoy doing that. We enjoy going out there and putting in our hours and working our shifts. It's the spirit of the holidays and Christmas and the kids and picking out the tree. And I think all of us go back to those days when we were little, you know, and wandering through the trees and finding just that perfect tree.
Exactly. No, it is. There's usually we're open for about 20 days. And it's just great to meet the community that comes in to look at the trees. And we have so many repeat customers.
Mm-hmm.
We even have some that come over from the Verde Valley, and we have a few from Sedona, and some that even come up from Phoenix. So we're well known as far as selling good, fresh, quality trees, and we make sure that they are when they come in. So.
Oh, we're very particular.
Yeah.
So this year, what types of trees are we selling?
We have the favorite is the Douglas fir, which is the traditional Christmas tree that people like. The next favorite is the grand fir, which a lot of people really like. They're very full and they're very fragrant, the grands. And then we have two others that are the Nordman fir and the Fraser fir, which are similar to the noble firs. For years we had the noble firs, and people really like those. They're the most expensive, but they're easy to decorate because the branches are not only full, but they're opened up to the trunk where you can put things, cards and whatever you want inside the tree. But we haven't, the last 2 years, we have not been able to get nobles. But the Fraser and the Nordman are very, very, very similar to the nobles. Mm-hmm. They're almost identical. It's hard to tell the difference if you had a noble and a Nordman sitting next to each other. So those are the four kinds that we have.
And they run different price points?
Based
on height, right?
They're based on height. And most of them, especially the Douglas fir, are usually about 5 to 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The Nordman and the Fraser can go all the way up to 12 feet. So we have a little bit of everything depending on how big your room is that you want to put it in. But the least expensive is the Douglas fir. And then the most expensive are the Nordman and the Fraser, and the mid price is the
Grand.
The Grand fir.
So what, in your experience, and we've been selling them for a long time, I feel I'm a Christmas tree expert, actually, isn't the most fragrant. You know, when people want that Christmassy smell, and when they walk into their house, which one would you recommend them buy?
The Grand.
The Grand.
Uh-huh. The Grand is the most fragrant. The needles are shaped, they're more plump, I guess you would say. They're fuller.
Right.
So that's where the fragrance comes from. And, mm-hmm. and then the Grand also lasts the longest.
Okay.
So you've got that smell the whole however long you want to leave it up after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions we get asked, John, is how can I keep my tree? If I buy my tree now, and let's say you buy, come visit us Saturday, and you say, if I buy my tree now, how do I keep it fresh until Christmas?
There are all sorts of of things that people tell you to do, to put coal in the water or put 7-Up in the water or something like that. What we recommend is, first of all, we will cut about a quarter of an inch. When you buy your tree, we'll cut about a quarter inch off the bottom, which then opens up the tree for the water to soak into. And all we recommend is just water, but water almost every day. Mm-hmm. And that keeps the not only the water fresh in the bowl, the stand, but it also keeps the water to continue to go up into the tree.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the needles and all the branches fresh. So we recommend just water.
Well, and I'll have to speak from experience again on that one, because I traditionally buy a tree from the lot, and I'll put it up and fill the and I have a big old bucket tree stand. I'll fill it up with water and decorate it or whatever that night, go to bed the next morning, and that water's almost gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I do is, so every morning I just get in the habit of making sure that it never goes dry, because once it goes dry, it develops that seal again on the bottom of the tree.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the reason you just become a routine to, whether you put a cup or a large glass or a bottle of water, whatever it takes, just to make sure that there's water every day that they get it.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I always ask when somebody comes in, it's like, you know, they're obviously looking for a Christmas tree. That's why they're there, you know. So I ask, approximately what do you want to pay? And how much space do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And then some people have, I want a noble, I want a fir, or, you know, I only have, you know, a little coffee table or space. So it's really, we're almost designers when we talk to you about your trees and what you're looking for, because we want to steer you to the right tree that you're going to purchase and take home and be happy with and then decorate and come back.
Yeah, and one thing that some people do ask for, you know, they want a 3 to 4 foot tabletop tree. Our trees don't really come that way.
No, they
but
don't.
But if you, you know, would buy a Douglas fir, which are the least expensive, and you could cut it down to your size table, and then use the lower branches where you've cut for decoration around the mantle of your fireplace or something like that. So you're using the whole tree, even though the actual tree that you're going to decorate is smaller than what you needed.
That's a brilliant idea. So. You get double use out of that tree.
Yeah.
Okay, so we open up Saturday. What are the hours of the tree lot?
On the weekend, the hours are 10 to 8. And on the weekdays, they are 4:30 to 8.
4:30 to 8, okay.
Right.
And but 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Manned by, it's completely staffed by volunteers, but is again, you think, oh my gosh, you're just a volunteer. Hey, we're tree expert volunteers now. We've been doing it for many, many years, understanding that this is very important, not only for somebody to have their very special Christmas tree. And that's what we try and do. We have the people come into the lot is make it that special tree for them. And, oh, please, bring your kids with you.
Right.
We love having the children there.
Definitely.
Get some candy canes. They'll get a candy cane and visit with us and make it a part of the experience.
Well, it's a good experience for the kids to be a part of picking the tree that they're going to have in their house.
Well, but we do want to tell you, after all these years we've been doing this, that pretty much trees are trees. They're all the same.
Yeah,
depending on your size, pretty much the branches are separate about the same, and they have probably a hole somewhere. Life's the same. So they all come fresh cut off the tree lot up there in Oregon.
Right.
So, you know, you're getting a natural tree. Sometimes we even find nests in them.
We've had some people ask about the fires up in Oregon and whether it affected the tree, because we've been using the same tree farm for a number of years. And there weren't any fires. As I said, the trees come from about, 30 miles north of Corvallis, and there weren't any fires around there. Mm-hmm. So there was no damage to any of the trees. And from a tree lot that we get them, so which is good.
So make it a new holiday tradition if you haven't already started. It's getting a fresh cut Christmas tree from the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions lot, located where, John?
At the corner of Florentine and Glassford Hill Road.
We'll be opening Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. So
yep.
And then every day after that. So look for us, come visit us. Like we said, all the money goes back into the community,
yes,
supporting
definitely.
The programs that the Lions Club has designated, sight and hearing, hungry kids, adult literacy, just to name a few.
Right.
Leader dogs. We give that back 100%. And if you're interested in joining us at the Prescott Valley Early Birds Club, Lions Club, when do we meet, John?
We meet every Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock at Sally B's Restaurant in the Safeway Shopping Center.
So guests are welcome. Come join us. And
definitely.
Especially if you like to sell Christmas trees.
Right.
We'll sign you up.
Definitely.
John Agin, thank you so much. I look forward to our Christmas and holiday season selling trees with you out there in the Christmas tree lot.
Yep, I'll be there.
I'll be there. All right. John Agin, treasurer of the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club. Christmas tree sales starting on Saturday, November the 28th.
There we go.
All right. Short break when we come back. More here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&AWorldwide.com. We'll be right back.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, this is John Lonis of Auto Works and my Shop Dog Whiskey. Everyone's talking about these uncertain times. One thing you can count on is Auto Works Service and Repair will give you peace of mind that everything under the hood is running smoothly. We stand by our work and we fix all makes and models, including imports and Euros. And check out our website at AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And don't forget to call 928-775-3332 and let Auto Works keep your vehicle healthy. And remember,
you won't find jerks at Auto Works.
Showered, dishes, laundry. They all require hot water. But if your hot water sounds like this, it's time to call R.E.D. Plumbing, installers of nation's most trusted water heaters for generations. Hi, this is Jim Walton with R.E.D. Plumbing. Call us at 772-9296 or go online to redplumbinginc.com and see for yourself how we can turn your home's water in winter warm and toasty for you and your family so you'll be sounding like this. R.E.D. Plumbing, 772-9296 and online at redplumbinginc.com.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talking in Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us. My next guest is Lexi Niekamp, the owner of Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio. And she's got a wonderful holiday offering this year, kind of a real creative spin on one of our traditional stories that always happens at Christmas time, the Nutcracker. So welcome, Lexi.
Thank you so much for having me, Marnie.
It's good to have you. So let's talk about your studio first, where you're located, a little bit about you and your students and what you're teaching.
Of course. So we are a dance studio. It's called Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio. We are located at 3250 Gateway Boulevard. We are in Suite 106, which is a brand new space to us, which has been really nice. We recently just expanded about a little over a year ago, and we now have 5,369 square feet.
Wow.
So it's been so great to have expanded and have be able to offer more dance lessons and have more teachers and have more students as well. We teach all different ages and many different styles. One of my favorite styles that I am teaching right now is tap, of course, because that's my personal favorite right now. But we also teach like Lindy Hop and some of the other fun ones too. So we're really excited to be just a dance studio here in this community for people to come and just have an outlet.
And I love it because it's all ages.
Yes.
And I just will share that I have been a student of Lexi's in hip hop and a little bit of a hiatus right now through the holidays because I'm like 25 million events going on, but back after the first of the year.
Right.
Because right now, and when you talk about expanding, what a perfect time to be a larger studio with social distancing and those kinds of things that are actually required of you for the health and safety.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we do dance on X's that are taped on the floor as well as boxes. And we distance them accordingly. And then obviously temperatures are checked and so on and so forth. And yeah, we're just trying to keep it safe, but also a fun outlet because there's not too much to do right now.
I agree. But we got something coming up this weekend that is so much fun to do and talking and keeping with your theme of looking how to do things differently.
Yes.
As we called it, going to plan B, but still being creative and being able to offer the folks in the community things to do. And the Nutcracker Snow Globe Experience is being produced by your studio. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this is hopefully an annual thing that we're going to start. We're really excited. This idea actually just came from being in quarantine. I was staring at this all of the window space that we do have in the new studio, and we have so much window space, and I was like, these would be really cool windows to decorate for any holiday. And so that kind of came about just to create like a safe atmosphere. So kind of just to give everyone a rundown, all of our dancers will be inside dancing and acting out the scenes, and it'll be a walkthrough for guests to come, and it's $5 per person. Children 6 and under are free. But it'll just be a fun experience for everyone to enjoy the Nutcracker in a different way, just because we can't really enjoy it in the theater right now.
Right. So we'll be outside the windows.
Yes.
The audience will be outside along the walkway.
Yep.
And then your dancers will be performing the story inside.
Yeah.
So as you are looking through a snow globe.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly where that kind of snow globe look came from. So we've snowed out some of our windows so that it makes that effect. It gives you that vibe and gets you kind of in the Christmas spirit. So we're really excited about it.
Now, the dance style, traditionally it's a ballet.
Yes. So that's what we're sticking with.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is ballet for everyone. All the dancers will be doing ballet. So it's really exciting. We have a cast of about 27.
Wow.
So we're really excited. And our features are our elite teams. So we have competitive teams that are some of our main features.
Mm-hmm. So they're dancing the part of the Nutcracker and
like Sugar King, Plum Fairy,
Sugar Plum
Rat
Fairy.
King.
The Rat King, I love it.
Snow Queen.
Duffeldorf? The Major Domo.
Yeah,
I love him too.
Yeah. It's actually an Aunt Josephine.
Okay.
So, yeah, so
it's
we're really
excited. I love that part of the ballet because I love male dancers that are just so powerful and they're dancing. It's so much fun to watch them. And traditionally, I did have a friend that her highlight, always wanted to dance the Sugar Plum Fairy. You know, she was in ballet many, many years. And it came down to her last year, and she's part of the elite and whatever. She was cast as a Rat King.
I love it.
But she loved it, you know, because that was a character to play and really a strong dance role.
Right.
So it's amazing. I'm excited.
Yeah,
Let people know when it's going to happen, because you've got actually two weekends that have the opportunity for people to see it.
Yeah, so November 27th, which is this Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m., and then November 29th, which is this Sunday, from 2 to 4 p.m., and then next weekend, December 4th, from 5 to 7 again, and that's a Friday night. And then that next Sunday, December 6th, from 2 to 4 p.m.
So it's a two-hour performance.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work? So are you in front of one of the windows and you do the scene, and then we walk to the next window?
Yes. So you will have a storyteller. So each group is going around with a storyteller. They're going to tell the story of the Nutcracker, and they're going to be telling the story of what you're going to see in the windows, and it's a 15-minute walkthrough per group. So it's pretty much the Nutcracker in, like, a nutshell. It's a crash course of it, so that it's also more time convenient for everyone, and so that a lot more groups can see it at the same time. So that's one of the biggest things. We're not going to put on a 2-hour performance that you have to watch through a window. It's just going to be a 15-minute walkthrough.
Oh, I see.
Be nice.
But over 2 hours.
Over 2 hours.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and how many different scenes will you have? How many windows will you have?
So we have six windows.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so six different scenes going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you have matinees and then the evening performances. I'm looking forward to the evening performance.
Correct.
I can't imagine just looking through the lights of the windows and suddenly looking like I'm looking in a snow globe. It's going to be absolutely stunning. What a brilliant idea, Lexi. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
We're all trying to come up with new and innovative ways to do things to keep, you know, the arts at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy.
Right.
And you've come up with such a dynamic idea that I think is going to be wonderful this year, but something that you can continue and make it a tradition.
Exactly. Yeah. Just normalize it a little bit. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, Lexi Niekamp is also Miss Yavapai County, and that is part of the Miss America Corporation, and it's a stepping stone up. So she's been joining us on a lot of events and activities. We always appreciate having her there and her crown. And Lexi, let's talk a little bit about that. We've got a couple minutes here, so not to take away from your Nutcracker,
no,
but it's part of your passion and your platform.
Yes, of course. So my social impact is Arts in Action. So it's keeping the arts alive here in our community and everywhere for that matter. And what better way than to try to find different ways to include the arts in your everyday life? Whether it be over Zoom, dance classes, or even just dropping off art supplies at schools. That's what I've been doing a lot more of. Also, I'm currently getting certified in bullying. And so I'm looking forward to going into schools, or at least Zooming into schools as a guest speaker, and start a little bit more on that end of it, and how arts has helped a lot of kiddos get through a lot of
issues. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Were you bullied at a younger age?
Yes, 100%. I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So something you experienced, and no first time I'd talk about it, but how you dealt with it. And because I've known you for many, many years, arts has been a big theater, has been mm-hmm. a big part of your life. And what we love about the arts is it's so accepting.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's an outlet. I mm-hmm. think that's a big thing, too, is mm-hmm. you feel like you belong mm-hmm. no matter what. And I
right.
think that that's amazing, because no part is a little part in theater mm-hmm. or in a dance class, or like everyone still connects and everyone's needed to make the bigger picture happen. So I
right.
think that that's huge just in our everyday lives, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to share that, you know, Alexis Niekamp, also Miss Yavapai County, but as you've heard her speak, she will come and speak to your organizations if you have a youth group. I mean, she's so accessible. That's not only a plus, and she volunteers, she gives back to her community in big, big ways. So again, let's all get back to her. Let's all go see the Nutcracker, the Snow Globe Experience at the studio coming up this weekend, Friday and Sunday.
Yes.
And then the next week, the 4th and the 6th, again, the evening performance on the 4th and the afternoon matinee. And it's only $5 a person.
Yep. You got it.
And a wonderful, bring your family, bring your kids. Who knows, you know, if your kids haven't been a part of dance or in the arts, that might find a passion, and they'll say, well, I want to be like this Sugar Plum Fairy.
Right.
And maybe find that they have a new way of enjoying life too. So you never know. You
exactly.
never know the impact you make. And you make a huge impact in my life, Lexi.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Proud to be
you too.
a friend of yours. So
thank you.
Again, let's give your phone number for more information if they need it.
So the phone number is 928-499-8664.
And your website?
Lessonsbylexi.com.
Lexi Niekamp, again, one of our stellar community members. So proud to know her, and thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having me.
On Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, short break, and when we come back, just a little bit of news, and then we've got some more guests coming up to talk about what's happening here in the Quad Cities. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Tammy with Arizona Angels Assisted Living. We offer a home setting for your loved ones. We are fully staffed 24 hours a day. All meals, medication management, and personal care are provided. Opening soon is our third location in the area. Let us at Arizona Angels Assisted Living watch over your loved ones. Give us a call for a tour today at 928-533-2816.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal. 775-9000 or 203-9995.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A 74-year-old man is in jail after allegedly shooting and killing his son.
The incident occurred at around 6:30 last Friday night at a North Esther Parkway home in Camp Verde. According to the marshal's office, Gary Bates is accused of shooting his 52-year-old son, Chad, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Gary was taken into custody and booked into the Yavapai County Jail on a charge of first-degree murder. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Cottonwood Area Transit Services is running normally following a positive COVID-19 test of one of its drivers.
The transit company disinfects all buses as required. All drivers sit behind a protective enclosure and wear a mask while driving with passengers. Drivers and staff are being tested to ensure the virus hasn't spread to additional staff members. To date, all tests have come back negative, with the exception of one of the drivers who has started their mandatory quarantine period, according to Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. For more information, call Cottonwood Area Transit at 928-634-2287 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny and cool for your Thanksgiving week and weekend. Chilling after bedtime to a breezy, clear 30 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. With highs tomorrow and Thursday in the mid-50s, Friday a windy 51, blowing in a Saturday warm-up to 57. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 32, warming tomorrow and Turkey Day to the mid-60s, 59 Friday, back up to 65 Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner. Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hello, I'm Sherry Heine, president of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Saturday, November 28th is Small Business Saturday. This year, more than ever, our small businesses need your support. Get out and support your local businesses for all your holiday shopping. Can't think of what to buy? Try a Prescott Chamber gift certificate. Good at dozens of your favorite businesses. Remember, during this ongoing health emergency, it's important to support our local businesses respectfully and responsibly. For more information, go to prescott.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We changed it up. It's not Chamber Spotlight on Business, just because we have so many wonderful things going on. We thought we'd continue with our theme of what's happening before and after Thanksgiving. And joining me now is Jamie DeJoseph from the James Family Prescott YMCA. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, thank you so much for having me in today.
It's good to have you. So we're not talking about any holiday stuff. We're talking about regular programming and your youth basketball program.
Yes, we have registration going on right now for our youth basketball league. We are in the regular registration portion. We were set to have the late fee kick in on Monday, but we are going to be moving some stuff back. We're going to move A-League tryouts back to mid-December, so we have decided to move the late fee back as well. So
gives people a little more time to register.
Yeah, for sure. It gives them like 2 more weeks to get in and okay. get their kids registered. So
when you say A League, is that you have different levels of play?
Yeah, so our A League is our competitive league, okay. That runs in Prescott only, and then we have our B League, which is our recreational league, and that one runs in Prescott and Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
B League starts at age 4 and goes to 13, and then our A League is 9 to 17.
And is the A League tryouts then, or does anybody play?
Yeah, the A-League is tryouts only. You got to try out, and then you make a team. And then the B-League, we put those teams together, and we do that usually early December.
Right. Now, with all the health and safety guidelines and everything, have you made any changes to the programming to be able to make sure that all the kiddos and everyone is safe, which is the common question I'm asked all the time.
Yes, we have. So we have, we're working on all the guidelines right now, but the main ones are going to be masks before and after. We're not going to require the kids to wear masks while they play,
mm-hmm.
But before and after games and practices. We're going to take temp checks of all coaches and participants. We're going to limit the capacity, the amount of people inside for games and practices. We're going to limit the amount of games going on at the same time, too. Usually at the Y, we run 2 sides on Saturday, but it will most likely only be 1 this year just to keep the capacity down,
right.
Make sure everybody has a chance to social distance.
Mm-hmm.
So we had most of these things in place for our youth flag football league that just ended last week,
right.
And it ran so well.
Like smooth,
The kids just got to go out and play football, and it was so cool to see.
I know. It's so hard on the kids right now. So
it really is.
And they're active, and as my mom said, just go outside and blow the stink off, But that's what you need to do when you get outside and you're getting active.
Exactly. So we're going to have a ton of guidelines in place, just, sanitizing, cleaning everything, time in between all the games to sanitize, just to make sure that we're being safe, because we want to run it, but we want to make sure it's safe for everybody.
Well, and I know you guys, and I know people like us, and any of us that put on events or activities, that is the first thing we think about. We are always conscious of that. From the moment we say we're going to do this, now how we're going to make it happen, and how we're going to keep everybody safe through disinfecting and through, mask wearing or whatever it looks like.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing at the Y anyways on a daily basis. You got to wear the mask to come in. We're sanitizing. We're cleaning hourly basis. And we're just making sure that everybody feels safe while they're in there working out as well. So
yeah, and the parents are comfortable that their kids are safe.
Exactly.
Where do you play in Prescott Valley?
So normally we play out at Bradsham out in middle school, but it looks like with the Suns leaving, we are going to be able to move into the district office, so the East Campus gym,
nice.
Right on Robert Road. Yeah, so we'll be back in Prescott Valley, and we should be able to run practices and games out of that gym. So
that's
really
nice.
Exciting.
I hope that you're excited to be able to have that space.
Yeah, it's great.
That's a beautiful court.
We appreciate the Humboldt Unified School District working with us and the Prescott Unified School District. So
we got the best.
That's right.
We take care of our kids.
That's right.
So somebody wants more information on the program, Jamie, where would they go?
You can go to our website, prescottymca.org. You can find all the updated information on tryouts and everything. We have the important dates. Everything is updated on the website. So check that out. You can also check out our Facebook page. We have an Instagram, or you can give us a call at 928-445-7221.
Run that number one more time, a little slower, so somebody might write it down.
928-445-7221.
And again, continuing with opportunities and programming in the safest way possible. And it's all about Plan B.
That's exactly right.
We're doing
Plan
it.
B. That's right.
We're doing it. All right. Thanks, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Going over to Isabella Chewing. She's joining us. She's from Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. We're going to talk about the Holiday Festival of Lights, Civic Center Lighting Parade, that is North Pole Village, and the Creative Tree and Wreaths, all happening on Friday, December the 4th. Just before I left the office today, coming over to the studio, I was notified that the city of Prescott has canceled their lighting. They'll be doing it virtually, and the nightlight parade has been canceled. And we understand concerns. But Prescott Valley is not canceling. We are going forward with it. We're putting other health and safety guidelines into effect. We're asking people to wear facial coverings. If you're in a group, we're saying please stay or keep your groups together. Keep a little space between it. We'll also be doing the parade. We'll be live streaming it with Latoya Moose from the town of Prescott Valley. She'll be streaming it live over Facebook. And then also we're recording it with Channel 56, Mark and Eddie, for replay later on. So if you're not comfortable coming out into the community, we understand that. We will take care of you being able to see it by providing alternate ways that you'll be able to view it via our cable channel and, again, the live streaming and over Facebook. Right, Isabella?
Of course.
So come on out to the Festival of Lights. We start that at 5:30. The High Desert Quintet will be playing the music. We'll have the mayor give his holiday message. And then I'll tell the story of the night before Christmas, which is always my favorite, especially when the kids are there because they know all the reindeer names. And then we light up the Civic Center at 6 o'clock, and it's brilliant.
It's beautiful.
It's one of the most beautiful lighting displays in the whole state. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then we have the parade, and right now we're picking up entries because everybody's excited and they want to come out and they want to show off and they were looking for something to do. So, Isabella, our parade's looking like it's getting pretty full.
That's
it might
exciting.
Be a little bit longer than we thought.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever the parade wraps up, that's when we're going to start our pictures with Santa, but it's a little different this year. So, again, we understand, you know, where Prescott's coming from in wanting to cancel, but way ahead of time, we really started to try and think about how can we make this happen for our community and still be safe. And so we've come up with an entirely different way to go about this. This is Pictures with Santa on steroids. It's so cool. So we're moving it to the library. A lot of people are familiar with Pictures with Santa being in the Civic Center after the parade. So just keep that in your mind. It's over at the library this year. You're not probably going to be able to miss the line, though, because it is going to be outside. We're only going to allow a certain amount of families in per elevator ride is how we're doing it. So we're sending one family up the elevator in the library, and when they get upstairs to the third floor, they're going to be in Santa's North Pole Village. And the whole third floor of the library is going to be decorated. Santa's coming. We're going to have an elf workshop. We're going to have a gumdrop village. It's incredible. It's really, really awesome this year.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So we're not really doing the pictures with Santa. So the kids, instead, they're going to actually see Santa in his house.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to peek through the windows, and they're going to, you know, see him writing on his naughty and nice list, and they're going to be able to wave at him. And then they're going to be able to get a family photo taken, provided by Signals AZ, a family photo with a holiday backdrop, but not just with Santa this year. So
right.
We're just keeping it really safe.
Well, that's kind of nice, though. They might be able to use it for their, you know, their Christmas cards or next year.
Yeah, and it's free.
Right.
It's all free, which is what we do, you know, for our people of our community. So it's really going to be fun, and I don't think we really need to worry about it being canceled because we are doing it in a really distance,
safe
way.
Sounds like you planned it well.
Yeah, so it's definitely going to happen, and we're super excited about it.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, short of a major catastrophe, these are all going forward, but we never say never.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
One of the things that we've always had in the library that's always fun to visit is the Creative Tree and display. You're also doing Creative Wreaths this year, so will people be able to view those also at that time?
Yeah, so what we recommend is that you walk through Santa's North Pole Village, and then when you exit, you'll be in the library, and so you can just go ahead and view all of the trees for Creative Tree. maybe get a hot chocolate at Peavine Coffee House. They're going to stay open late, and those guys are awesome. And then that'll be like the perfect night. So, yeah, you'll be able to see the trees, the wreaths. We have 36 trees this year, so a great turnout.
Wow, yes.
Just as much as last year. And then we have wreaths as well. So we're super excited.
That's exciting. And and again, the Create a Tree and the Create a Wreath are available to be viewed every day the library is open through the end of the year.
Yeah, through the month of December and the first week of January. We're leaving them up one more week this year. And you can vote that entire time on the public's favorite tree and public's favorite wreath. But the best time really to come out and see them is that night of the parade, because you'll get the parade, you'll get the lighting, pictures with Santa, and then you'll get Create a Tree as well.
A whole evening.
It's perfect.
We've got it planned. We've got it fun. We've got it safe.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to
it's
it.
It's all free for the family.
It's all free. Just come out and join us. And we're hoping for a little cold, maybe a little nip on your nose.
Yeah, but, a little cold.
it makes it what the holidays are. It's Prescott Valley's kickoff to the Christmas and holiday season. It's exciting every year.
Yep.
And I'm so glad we're continuing it.
Of course.
I'll bet, with a little bit of different spins and some things going on, but we're going to take care of it and make sure you're having a great experience.
Yep.
So, Isabella, thank you. Good job over there.
Oh, thanks.
Good job. Okay, well, that's it. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, time to say goodnight. Just a couple more words of what's happening coming up here on the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Everyone out there in Radioland, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. A couple other things going on. Valley of Lights, again, I mentioned, does open Thanksgiving night. That's this coming Thursday. And it's open from 6 to 10 on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then 6 to 9 on Sunday. That's our first weekend. Then coming up on Tuesday, December the 1st, is the holiday stroll through Valley of Lights. And yes, we're still continuing that. Obviously, we will be asking people to social distance as you walk along the park. Stay with your family groups or your friend groups and the folks you came with. And again, also, we're asking that you wear facial coverings, but we will have hot chocolate, compliments of the Prescott Resort, and also prepared by Jim Cabral and Gabby's Grill. So that will be hot chocolate that'll be available for free for everyone. And also along the pathway, which did I tell you it was beautiful? Did I tell you? It's beautiful when you drive through your car. When you walk through it, it is even more incredible. So bring your cameras for those exceptional pictures, family shots, or it might be like next year's Christmas card. But we'll also be having Henrietta the Singing Hippo, and then Buddy the Elf will be out there with us. Santa will also be there. Pets again. We'll have candy canes. We're not sure we'll be having, you know, kids on Santa's lap again as we are talking about the health and safety guidelines that we're trying to follow. It's important that we follow them. It's important to follow them to make things safe so we continue to have these events and activities, because the alternative is we wouldn't be able to have them. So we're asking you to please go along with us and participate in a safe way and follow our instructions and our guidelines so that everyone can enjoy it. I know it may not be your personal beliefs or how you personally feel, but when your environment with lots and lots of people, it's important for all of us to consider everyone. And so please, we're just asking you to do that when you come out and join us at all of our activities and events. So thanking you for that ahead of time. And again, then we talked about the December the 4th and the Holiday Festival of Lights as we will still continue to go on. So it's busy times for us at the Chamber. I want to thank everybody who works with us. We thank Arizona's Hometown Radio Group and Mason and KQ&A 1130 AM, the station here that makes it possible to talk about all the wonderful things that have been going on. It's been a crazy year, but we do have a lot to be thankful for. So from all of us here at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and I know speak for all of the hosts and Mason and everybody, we want you to have a wonderful and safe, happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.